Chapter 4. A New Life. We arrived in Melbourne, Australia, on the night of the 25th of September, 1987. We were taken to a room where our new families were waiting to meet us. I felt very shy as I walked into the room. There were a lot of adults, but I immediately recognised the Brileys from the photographs. I was still holding some chocolate from the plane. When I met my new parents, the first word that I said to them was, "Chocolate." Mum immediately started being a mother and cleaned my hands. Because I did not speak English, and my new mum and dad did not speak Hindi, we could not have a conversation. So we looked inside the red photograph album together. The Brileys seemed to be kind people, and I immediately trusted them. We stayed in a hotel near the airport for the first night, and the next morning we took another aeroplane to Hobart, which was the name of my new city. Hobart was a calm and pleasant city. As we drove through the centre, I looked at the streets, cars and buildings. It all looked so quiet, modern and clean. My new home was a huge house, with glass windows and four large bedrooms. It had a comfortable living room with a TV, a big bathroom and a kitchen that was full of food. It had a fridge, which I loved to open and feel the cold air on my skin. The best thing was my bedroom. I always had to share my bedroom in India, but here I had my own bed, new clothes, books and toys. It was a strange feeling to own things. There was also a big map of India on the wall. The Brileys introduced me to my new life slowly. They started by making Indian food for me, before introducing me to Australian food. Hobart had nice weather, a lot of space, and it was near a beach. The people there do a lot of things outside, like playing sports or sailing, and Mum and Dad did them with me too. It was so different from busy and crowded India, but I liked it. Dad took me on the water in his boat, and I finally learned how to swim. I started school about a month after arriving in Hobart, and I loved it. There were not many children there from other countries. There was just one pupil from China and another pupil who was also from India. When the other children asked me about my life, all I could say was, "I'm from India." But they noticed that my parents were white, and they wanted to know why. Mum came into school and explained to the class about my adoption, which seemed to answer their questions. I was in a new country, and I looked different from everyone else, but people treated me well. When I was 10, Mum and Dad adopted a second child from India. I was excited to have a brother or sister because I missed my brothers and sister in India so much. At Christmas, I sometimes said, "I want Shakila back," when I was asked what gift I wanted. When Mum and Dad adopted me, they wrote on the form that they were happy with either a boy or a girl. I meet my new parents at Melbourne's Tullamarine Airport. They did not choose the age of the child either. They did the same thing again for the second adoption, and I got a little brother called Mantosh. I was happy to have another child to play with and look after. But Mantosh and I were very different. Some parts of his life in India were like mine. He came from a poor family too. But other parts were very different. He was born near Kolkata and had a violent family home. His mother escaped from the family and she left him behind, so Mantosh lived with his grandmother. But she could not look after him, so he was given to Mrs. Sood from ISSA. Mrs. Sood was excited to send Mantosh to the Brierleys, but completing his adoption brought many problems. Mantosh's parents did not want him, but they were still living, so he was not lost like me. Because of this, he was not allowed to be adopted so quickly. The orphanage, Navajivan, could only keep children for 2 months, so Mantosh had to go to Lilua. He had to stay there for 2 years before he could come to Australia. When Mantosh arrived in Hobart, he seemed unsure about the adoption. He did not seem to understand that he was here for life. Because of his past, he was not always a happy child, and he sometimes got very angry. This could be a problem for him in school. Mum and Dad tried to help him as much as possible. Mantosh needed more of their time, so I was sometimes left alone. Today I understand this, but at that time I did feel a little jealous. But we had fun together as brothers too. We went swimming and went on bike rides together. We did lots of things together as a family, like eating out in restaurants and going on holiday. I did not know about Mantosh's past until I was much older. When I think about his slow adoption, I remember my own time in Lilua. I hated it so much. I feel lucky that I was not there for so long. When someone decides to adopt a child from another country, the children that they get often come from difficult lives. They can be hard to understand and even harder to help. That is why I think that people like my mum and dad are so brave. In a world where there are millions of poor children without parents, mum and dad wanted to try to help some of them. They did not want to have their own children because they believed that there were enough people in the world already. So they decided to adopt. There was also a moment in mum's past which helped her to decide on adoption. When she was about 12 years old, she had a kind of dream. She saw a child with brown skin standing next to her. The child was very close, and she could almost touch it. She never forgot the dream, and she always kept the thought of the child in her heart. When mum and dad decided to adopt a child, they had to choose a country. They discovered ISSA in Kolkata, which did adoptions quite quickly. They knew that India had millions of children who needed adoption. It seemed like the right country to choose. Some parents wait 10 years for the child that they want. If they only want a baby, or if they prefer a boy or a girl, it can take a long time to find the right child. Mum and Dad did not want to choose their child. They wanted to help anyone who needed it. On the adoption form, they just wrote, "We want a child." Because of this, the adoption was quite fast, and they got me after only 10 months. Mum believes that more Australians should adopt children from countries where they have difficult lives. She has chosen to do something good for the world, and for me and Mantosh too. I will always love Mum and Dad for the life that they have given me.